When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repair. Don't forget, we're
always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime. Always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Truckmates, Yuma's fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for snug top shells and lids. Snug top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry leading quality and trend setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's snug top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
It's Cocopah Casino's anniversary, and we're celebrating 28 years of fun for you and your neighbors. Every Friday and Saturday in August, between 2 and 8 p.m., Cocopah will randomly select players to win over $17,000 in rewards play. Not only could you win, but your neighbor wins too. 7 winners each drawing date will win rewards play, and your neighbor gets in on the action just for being close by. Just show up at Cocopah and play your favorite slots and table games with your rewards card. For complete rules, see the Cocopah Casino Rewards Club. Winning is just around the corner at Cocopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
The Border Report, brought to you by RV World, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 on Araby Road, then head west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World, Yuma's premier recreational vehicle dealer since 1991, offering a large selection of new and used RVs. Updated border wait times now for passenger vehicles in the standard lanes. At our selected ports of entry, it's a slow Monday to get across at San Luis. 2.5 hour wait right now, 2 lanes open. It's 1.5 hours with 7 lanes open in Calexico West. 1.5 hours with 2 lanes open in Calexico East, and at Algodones, a 45-minute wait, 2 lanes open right now. You'll get detailed up-to-the-minute wait times for the ready lanes, sentry lanes, commercial traffic, and pedestrians at our station website link, or go to bwt.cbp.gov. That's bwt.cbp.gov.
Go on air. Go ahead.
Welcome. This is Life
Where
Death
are
of
we
Law 560.
Where are we, buddy?
Me and Russ were just shooting the breeze here. We were talking about a case that he has that he brought into the office and some of the
It's real business, but
yeah. Yeah, talking about business. And just like you might have a loved one that either becomes incapacitated or passes away, and you need help with that. Our office is a great one-stop shop for you, and we can help you through that process. And so Russ was just talking about how he came into the office the other day with an issue, and we've been trying to work through that.
Well, and if you don't mind, I don't mind talking about what I've been working on, but the my dad, who is 87 years old, you know, some sibling rivalries go on and some disconnect about what was going to happen and not going to happen. And my dad doesn't have a trust. He has a will, and I've stayed out of all of it. I'm the black sheep of the family. So you wonder, don't look at it like you understand. Like, well, that makes sense. But all of a sudden he put his name on everything. I mean, the kids' names on his checking account, kids' names on his house or something, and all stuff not recommended for a lot of reasons, and we won't get into all of them. But then my one brother not trusting everybody, move some money to another account to make it safe because of the lack of trust. And so his whole world fell apart. And I said, I'll be there tomorrow. And I grabbed a plane and went there. And I talked to him. And because there was some question on 87, is he capable of even making his own decisions? The answer was real quick to me, heck yeah. I mean, house was immaculate, well-stocked, furnished, everything's great. you know, he was obviously concerned, but that's it. And I was able to get Sean on a, I mean, he agreed to do the trust. He didn't understand. But since I work with you guys so much, I could probably give your seminar. And I gave him the seminar on what it is and isn't with my sister there and everything. And he said, that sounds exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't know it was available. That's exactly how I would like it. Puts him in control of everything that's his. And then it's an instant transfer to do whatever his wishes were afterwards, if he passes.
In this scenario, you also mentioned that your father is in a different state.
Yes.
And so even though we're Arizona attorneys, we can do trust planning in Arizona that works in the state that your dad is living. And so it's going to work just seamlessly over there in his forum.
And
just
it uses
like it works
Arizona's
here.
Laws and Arizona's advantages.
Right, exactly.
Which we're very fortunate to have that.
And you mentioned the word trust, and those that are listening, maybe you're not familiar with that word. We try and talk about it a lot, you know, on this program, but that's really primarily the best way to, in most cases, this is a general statement, but in most cases for most families, that is the best way to manage your finances is through a living trust. Living trust because it's alive the moment that you sign it. That means that you don't need any other court authority or any attorney authority or anything like that to make this entity work.
And probate's expensive. And if you don't have a trust, it goes to probate. That could take a year, 8 months, 6 months, who knows. And then it could be argued and fought, and it could take 6 years.
Well, it's a two-step process, too. I mean, it's not magic. If you create a trust, there's a second step to that. The first step, we always say, is the drafting or the creation of the entity.
Right.
It's the formation of this structure. And then once you have that structure formed, it's like building a building or a house. You can build a beautiful building, you can build a beautiful house, but if you don't furnish that house or put stuff in it,
yes,
then it's just empty, you know?
And that's what we're doing right now. Right now, we're building the structure for my dad, and your office worked so well with me, they knew I had 2 days in Florida. I called Sean, and we instantly got on a Skype with my sister, my dad. We all sat down, and I had already told Sean that there was some question about his whether he was cognitive, his capacity and everything. And I said, look, I told him what I saw. But it was interesting to watch how he asked the questions just to verify.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of people don't even know we're asking those questions.
I watched.
Yeah. You're a guru now that you've been through it so many times. But what Russ is alluding to is there is a test that we will go through as attorneys to determine if that person that is creating a will or a power of attorney or a trust has what we call legal capacity. There's a test to that. It's not a high standard, but it is a hurdle that has to be jumped over in order to be able to execute something and have legal authority. So typically what it means is that a person will have to have knowledge of who might be their heirs had they not put in place planning. So that would boil down to basically kids. If they can identify their kids in some form or fashion, and they don't have to remember like birth dates or anything like that, but if I ask the question of Russ, you know, do you have any children? Yes, I do. How many, you know? And if he struggles with that question or he names one or two out of maybe seven, you know, then we probably have an issue there. You don't have seven kids yet.
No,
that you know of.
None.
That you know of. Come on,
not
Russ.
Even possible.
Yeah, and so that's the first element of that test is we're checking for, and to us, what I'll usually say is and those that are listening that haven't come saw me or Sean yet in our office, you'll probably hear it something like this. I want to get to know you a little bit better, so I'm going to ask you questions about your family. You know, tell me about your kids. Do you have any kids?
Yeah,
I've got, you know, and so we'll bring it up like that.
And he's already got the sheet in front of him listing the names. It
right.
wasn't that he didn't know.
Exactly right. But we want to make sure that person can tell us.
Yeah.
And there have been times where, you know, I ask that question and they name one or two or maybe, you know, one out of a whole lot of kids that they might have had. And then it becomes clear that they don't have capacity enough to create a power of attorney or a will or a trust. And in that moment, now we have to do something different. We have to do different type of planning. Not so much planning, but we have to do a different strategy. And that's going to require a court process called right. guardianship and conservatorship, which is not out of everything that I do as a lawyer. That is what I dread the most is guardianship conservatorships. I mean, we've become very good at them. I'm very good at it, but I don't like it.
But when the person... The victim, no, when the person that is not competent, they don't know that they're not. So I'm sure it is a very emotional, hard to tell them, like, look, you can't, and they'll try to prove it to you, I would imagine. Like, well, wait a minute, I can tell you, I can, let's check it again or something.
That's why it's the most difficult thing that I do, is because you have to go into a courtroom with this person that you're saying, judge, this person is insane. You know, they don't know what they're doing. And they sit there and they have to hear all this in open court in front of everybody, you know. Well, why are they insane? Now I've got to prove that to the court sufficient enough for them to issue an order declaring that person incompetent, such that now the person that I'm representing, probably a kid or somebody that's interested, wants to take control of this person's life financially and health-wise.
Right.
Basically, in the eyes of the law, what happens is once that judge signs a court order for guardianship and conservatorship, that individual that is the guardian and conservator, now they are, in the eyes of the law, a parent of that person. So going back to you that are parents, you know, you've got these kids in your household for 18 years, mostly, some more than that, you know, 20, 25 years, unfortunately.
30.
Yeah. Europe, it's like 45, 50. But you have these children in your house, and you're making their decisions as to where they go to school. Ultimately, you make their decisions as to basically what they eat, you know.
Education, and careers.
Yeah, and health.
Who you marry.
Are you going to have them get this COVID vaccine or not? So you make a lot of different decisions for that what we call a minor, right, in the eyes of the law, a kid that's 0 to 18. And that's what happens to an adult when you have them declared incompetent.
Now, let me ask you, if the person that's incompetent agrees with you and says, yeah, I thought I might be, so thanks for diagnosing it, I'm okay with that, and let's just go ahead and start the process, can that happen, or does that ever happen?
I have a case today where, in fact, I've got to go to court today, this morning, for a case like this. In that particular case, the individual said, yeah, okay, I get it. I'm a little crazy sometimes.
Okay, and so it can happen.
It can happen. This is the first time that I've ever experienced, but that's because the person is not, it's not because of age or dementia that this individual is having issues. It's because of persistent drug use and psychotic behavior.
Okay.
And so the person was they had to go to a level one facility against their will, you know, kicking and screaming. Once you have psychotic lapses, or you become belligerent or combative with the police, or you try and kill yourself, then you have to have a stay in like Horizon here in town, which is a level one facility, but they're transitory. And so ultimately, you'll probably end up in Phoenix or Tucson, where there's another level one facility. And in this particular case that I have to go to court for today, that's exactly what was happening is this individual was like, I recognize that I have these problems and I need help. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we come back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
This month, Hyundai of Yuma is out to buy as many used cars as they can to increase their pre-owned inventory. The best part? You don't have to buy a car from them. So no matter how much you owe or how many miles are on your car, just bring it in and get a free car appraisal. It's that simple. It's a quick and easy process. If you like the offer and have the title for your vehicle, they'll give you a check. If you owe money to a lender, they pay it off. Either way, you win. So come in today to Hyundai of Yuma and check out what your car or truck is worth. If you like the offer, then sell it to us. If not, at least you know what it's worth. It's totally free and easy. So come in today and help us achieve our goal to buy 100 pre-owned cars locally. Hyundai of Yuma, located in Yuma, Arizona, the sunniest city on earth, and is a proud, thriving Yuma Strong business. Call them today to set up a free appraisal at 928-344-1100. Or just walk in and say, buy my car.
Customer responsible for any negative equity. No accidents on title history. See dealer for details.
PhD. Professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, Or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hanson. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
And before the break, we were talking about the issues that might crop up in your life with a loved one, or maybe it's you yourself, in the sense that we've been talking primarily about individuals that might or are on the verge of losing their mental capacity, and how do you deal with that legally? You know, what happens in that scenario? And this is happening all around us every day. I mean, yeah. We deal with these individuals. They're driving still. They're still going, meeting their appointments. And
nobody wants to take their license. Yeah. Like, none of the family members says, I'm not telling Dad.
Yeah, it gets scary.
It is.
I think that license, just going back to what we were talking about last segment about an individual in your home, if it's a child and when they turn 16, that license it's like life-changing, not only for them, but for the parents as well, because now they can drive other people and they can do different things, you know, for the family.
My mom passed in December, so it's still fairly recent, and it's not been easy on my dad. It's been really tough. But to take things away from him would be devastating. And I think, as you know, he's been the leader of the family, the man, the provider, all the things that you said. He's been consistent. He's wonderful. If to start taking things away, it would be, I think, an emotional hit that would be, I mean, just put him into a coma. You know?
Yeah, a decline at the very least, right? And yeah. So those are very challenging real life things that we have to deal with every day. And we talked about the guardianship and conservatorship process and how I don't want to say nasty, but how nasty it can be.
And
if you
and mine,
have...
thank goodness, is nothing like that. My dad's fine. Everything's good. But I gotta tell you that your office, and it was Sean, I called the office that morning when my dad agreed, that is what I want. At first it was like, no, I'm going to go to the Air Force attorney and I'm going to get them to do it. And I said, I didn't know you had one. What's his name? Well, you just go in, you grab one. I said, well, so I thought that was the case. But he agreed to have Sean look at it. My sister agreed, everybody. And I called, made an appointment, and I think he knew I was going to call. And at 3 o'clock that afternoon, my time or something, or 6 o'clock my time, 3 o'clock your time, we had a Skype. And it was one of the more pleasant, friendly, his skill set of making everyone comfortable is obviously something you guys engage in. Not like a lawyer most of the time where it's like, you know, bottom line it for me. Where do you want it done? You know, it was none of that. It was very, very supportive, very like, what would you like type stuff? Not, well, here's what we're going to do. You know, none of that. And it was very positive for my dad, positive for my sister, who was skeptical because there's some trust issues when there's multiple siblings. Like, well, wait a minute, he's a friend of yours. He might just do something for you or something. I'm like, no. And Sean explained all of that. And my sister's is going to be the trustee, which is fine. You know, first, I don't care. If we have a good, solid plan, program, and mechanisms to make everything happen, that's my dad's wishes, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. And there's no blessing to be a trustee. I mean, it's a lot of work. And so we always say you've got to trust that person. That's why they're called a trustee. If you don't have, doubt about whether they're going to do or impose their own ideas or will instead of following the letter of the actual trust, then don't name them because they do wield a lot of discretion and power.
Of course, that's my dad's decision also.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I did ask because, like I said, there was some question in the family on if anybody can be trusted. It was kind of like playing the, you know, ever played the game Clue, you know, everybody's a suspect. But the question came up, well, what if she does it anyway or something? And I asked Sean those questions privately. And I really like the answers, and that it built into this is arbitration. So that if somebody feels like it's not being, then your law firm gets engaged as an arbitrator, not a court system, but an arbitrator, and everybody's agreed to that up front. Or my dad has to settle any differences would be through arbitration, and he can handle that or assign it to someone else.
That's right. And we like to use the term trust protector. And so if you have a trust, and usually what we'll do is we'll build in there a trust protector provision that allows for the private settlement of a dispute among the family. And that way we don't have to go through a court system. We don't have to go through formal arbitration. It can always get to that. But in my experience with the trust protector being involved or engaged, like you said, Russ, we avoid that process. And that's what it's all about, is keeping things within the family, keeping it private, allowing for the parties to work things out. And with these mechanisms built in, we've been doing this for a long time. And so we've seen what works and what doesn't work. And we want it to work in practicality and everyday use. And that's one of those ways that we do that, is through a trust protector means.
My next question to him, that, although I don't believe is even possible to happen in my case, is like, what happens if we go to this protection thing and you decide that, oh my goodness, that is not according to, and he says, well, we would remove the trustee and go to second in line.
Right.
And it's just that simple. And because I felt like, well, then we'd go to a court of law or something, but that's not even the next step.
Right.
Imagine it could happen if there becomes a you know, somebody that is defying completely or something. Like, that's still an option, right?
Yeah, it's always an option, sure. Last option.
I mean, then it's theft at some point.
So basically what will happen in that particular regard is that even if that person, they would have to sue. They'd have to sue the trust and say, hey, I was pulled out of this for no reason. Here are the reasons why a trustee can be removed by the trust protector, and I didn't meet any of that criteria, and they pulled me out for no reason. Well, the trust protector is never going to do that. There is going to be some cause, and it's going to be a significant cause to actually act, because we don't want to just jump in there and make these decisions willy-nilly. We're going to make a determination, or whoever the trust protector is. It might be a banker. It might be a financial planner. It might be a CPA. Whoever that trust protector is in that trust, they're going to make an educated decision after they've heard all the facts and address those facts with what is written in the trust, and they're going to make their ultimate decision. What happens is if a trustee or whoever the person is that was removed pursues a legal action against the trust saying, hey, I was wrongfully removed, what usually tends to happen, this is what I've seen, is that even if it goes to that step where they file an action in court, the judge looks over what the trust protector did, looks at the arguments, and basically says, okay, they were right. The trust protector did what they did. Everything's self-contained in there, so it would be a waste of time and energy and money to go to a court.
What happens if somebody does take funds? Like let's say the trustee's supposed to distribute funds, and instead of distributing, just took them and says, that's the way it is. And is that a civil action at that point to retrieve, or...
Absolutely.
It's not criminal?
It's a lawsuit. It could be criminal if it was fraud or theft.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you could do it from both ends. But both ends are going to try and get the money back. So in the law, you're trying to, number one, make the person that was harmed whole. And so you're going to sue for any damages to be made whole. And then you might even go above and beyond and ask for punitive damages, which
emotional distress.
That's right, and that's I mean, you throw that word around as if, and a lot of people do. Oh, these attorneys are suing for everything, but you got to think of the idea of the harm. Not only it does financially, being made whole doesn't really cover it.
Right.
Sometimes there's
disruptive to life.
Absolutely.
And it could be for a year or so.
You think of like identity theft and things like that. And I think, didn't you have an experience like that?
Not me.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
And nobody wants to steal my name. I've been putting it out there.
they've tried to distance themselves from Russ Clark's name.
There you go.
No, but even in an identity theft type situation, I mean, it ruins your life for a long time.
Right.
And you did nothing wrong, you know? And so... To make yourself whole, would be more than just getting that money back that was stolen, your identity back. It's the emotional toll that has on an individual is worth something, and the courts look at that. And so those are called punitive damages. And typically what an attorney would do, a good attorney would say, well, we want to be made whole, so bring all the money back that person stole from the trust. And number two, we want to be made whole emotionally. And there's a price tag to that.
You know, I don't believe any of this would happen in my family, but I think every family it ever happened to believed it wouldn't happen in their family.
That's what they all say, right? And then right. When I have clients like that all the time that come in and, oh, this would never happen. You know, we're getting along and, you know, sometimes.
But you put it all in there anyway.
Yeah, we do.
All
yeah,
there. There's
mechanisms.
Protections.
Absolutely. Yes. You want to make sure that all the bells and whistles are in there and these mechanisms that are allowed. And maybe it is the perfect family and there's no issues.
Sure. And that's fine.
But maybe it's not.
In fact, that's uplifting when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
That is nice.
Ultimately, I think a lot of you that have been down this road, maybe you've created a trust of your own or you've created a will. A lot of times there's an opportunity to put in there a provision that's called a no contest clause. And that's kind of our end all be all, the very end of our legal documents. We'd like to build this in where it says, hey, if you try to make a mess of this, if you take this to court, then you're cut out. It's like you died before us. Yeah. And we use that as kind of like a scare tactic, basically saying, listen, the people that created this trust or this will, this is how they wanted it to go. They don't want you coming in here and making a mess of things. That's what they wanted to avoid. And if you start poking the bear, then you're out.
Right.
And once people understand that, they kind of tend to follow the rules that were written in that will or in that trust. And there's been times where we haven't really had to go to court on this because ultimately what will happen is if people are pushing the envelope or they're giving the trustee a hard time or the personal representative a hard time, we just quote that particular provision out of the trust or out of the will, write them a nice kind of, you know, hey, we're putting you on attention here that if you keep going down this road, you'll probably be disinherited through this clause and share with them that language.
Oh, really?
And then they kind of back off. So it's kind of like a scare tactic and it works really well. Ultimately, if it ever goes to court, it probably wouldn't. If they have a legitimate claim, then it doesn't really work.
But it could.
But it could, you know. Yeah. But it is a good scare tactic, and that's what we want to do.
You need to take a break. When we get back, I'd like to talk about something my dad didn't have, and that's the power of attorney for health reasons.
Okay.
All right.
This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM, KBLU. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
With the sunshine today, we're going to carry temperatures up to around 106. Flash flood watches off to our east. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low, 85. Sunshine tomorrow, right back up to around 105. We've got the sunshine for Wednesday, 99 to 103 for the afternoon high. Forecast brought to you by Mako. There are scratches, there are dents, and unexpected natural events. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako. And head to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. I'm Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel.
There's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Mobile. You could save hundreds of dollars on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save by switching. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Spectrum Internet required. Savings may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save for details.
Want your business advertising to work for you now and in the future? Expand the universe you reach. Expanding your sphere of influence will not only bring you new customers, but also reinforce your business brand with those already part of your loyal tribe. You can do that with free over-the-air broadcast radio, which means more people every day than television, billboards, or social media. Sign up for our free business e-tips and learn how to reach more people more often with the power of this radio station at YumaAdvertising.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best six years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. This is Attorney Adam Hanson. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Yeah.
And we've been talking a lot about guardianship, conservatorship type issues, or in other words, incapacity. And this happens all the time around us. You know, we've got loved ones, or we've got friends, family, neighbors that start to have these tendencies of they're losing their memory, and it becomes more and more apparent, and it comes to the point where maybe somebody needs to step in and help them. And it's a very difficult thing to deal with. It becomes a very emotional thing. If you're one that is in this position, and maybe you are one that is a caretaker or a guardian conservator type person for a loved one, you know how taxing that can be. I mean, it consumes your life to deal with these issues.
I know people that can't get away for an hour even. I mean, it's 24/7.
It's 24/7.
And that will just absolutely cripple you if you don't get some help.
My hat is off to anybody that does that. I mean, they are saints in my book. They're just angels on earth, because it is very, very difficult. It's very taxing. And what I've often found is that the individual that steps up to do that, they don't get enough credit from the others around them, whether it's brothers or sisters. And after mom and dad pass away, or this loved one passes away, they're the first ones to say, well, what do we get? And they don't recognize the trials and how difficult it was on the person that was actually there watching over mom or dad. And they don't give them any credit for that. And I see that all the time. It's very, it's kind of frustrating to me. It's like, if you only had a clue as to how much difficulty that person went through emotionally, the stress that they had to go through to take care of mom and dad, and now you're treating them like this, you know, like I see it all the time. That's what is the most frustrating thing. I wish people would understand how difficult of a job that is, and it really consumes your life. Having said that, there are ways to avoid this type of situation that we're talking about, and primarily the best way to do that, generally, I should say, is using a living trust. And we've talked about that from time to time on our program, and we've been talking about it now.
It's what you do.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
You just had to do it for me recently.
And it's not the only thing we do, but that tends to be a really good way for families to get their affairs in order. If you have questions about what we're talking about, or you want to learn more, we're actually doing in-person seminars coming up in 2 weeks. I think it's the 27th, which is a Friday. Yeah, you're exactly right, Russ. We were doing this for, what, I think over 40 years.
Yeah.
We've been doing this. And in the last 30-plus years, we've been doing these seminars to the public so that they can have the information and the tools that they need to make a decision for their family. Well, during the COVID period, where we typically will do them at the local libraries here, because we like that forum. It's a public forum. People feel comfortable coming to that forum. But during the COVID, we weren't able to do that. They shut the libraries down. And so we lost our ability to get the word out, let's say, to the community of Yuma. And so what we turned to is an online version of our seminar. So you can watch our seminar right now. If you just go to my website, it's yuma.law, yuma.law. That's all you got to type in, and it'll go right to my website. And you'll see right there on the landing page a link to our online seminar. Now, we still felt like we weren't reaching everybody. And so as the government has relaxed some of those restrictions on the public libraries, we're going to do another round of seminars. We're going to do one on Friday, August 27th, down here in the foothills, in the main library down here in town, right off of 32nd Street. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to do one out in the foothills library. They're both at the same time, so it's not confusing. If you can make the one in town on Friday the 27th, then we're going to do that at 10:30 in the morning. If you can't make that one, try and make it out to the Foothills Library on Saturday morning. That's August 28th at 10:30 as well. So both at 10:30, one in town on the 27th on Friday, the one, other one out of town in Foothills. I shouldn't say out of town, but out in the Foothills at the Foothills Library at 10:30 as well on the 28th. That's a Saturday. So if you can make it out to those, come on out and we'll answer questions. What I love about, and the thing is like, as we were talking, we're Sean and I were debating about even doing this. I'm more in the camp of why do it when we've got this online and people can get the information right now from the seat of their sofa in their house. But one of the things that was brought up as Sean and I was discussing this was, yes, they can do that. They can watch it anytime they want online right now. And it's primarily very similar to what we're going to do in the live presentations. However, what you miss online is that interaction between myself and Sean. We always open it up to questions and answers at the very end, and that's invaluable to a lot of people, and they'll come just for that particular part of it. So the in-person seminars are of value because you get to engage both myself and Sean. You've got attorneys right there at the ready to answer your questions that you have. And there is no dumb question. We're going to answer your questions. And that's what the value is of the live seminar.
That's the best part. In fact, if you could skip the seminar and go right to questions, I think it'd be better. But then you wouldn't know what to ask. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do the seminar to get there.
And you can do both. I mean, you can watch the online seminar, come a little late to our live seminar, so you can pick up on the question and answers. That's totally fine. We're okay with that. But they're both of value and a lot of value. I mean, if you were to put a value on this, it'd be hundreds and hundreds of dollars because of the information that we are giving to you. And we don't do it to put any money in our pockets necessarily. We just want to help you and your family. We want you to have the information that you need to make correct decisions. If you don't have good information, then you can't make good decisions.
But it helps you guys a ton, too, when they come and they're well-informed. Because that's already started the ball rolling. I mean, you don't have to go to a lot of the fundamentals.
Absolutely. So that's why we encourage people to do that, and we give give people an incentive that watch the seminar online or go to our live seminar. We offer $200 off any planning that they do through us because you save us time, and time is money. So we want to push that forward.
And Sean was so nice; he gave the $200 discount to Dad. Because I think he knew I gave my dad the seminar.
There you go. See?
Yeah, it was already, I took care of it. When we went to break last time, I told you I wanted to talk about the power of attorney for health reasons.
Yep.
And, of course, I don't have a lot of problem. I imagine that's a lot of problem for most people to talk about even, particularly when you're talking to a parent like dad or mom and like dad on if something happens to you in a hospital, you need to have a power of attorney for health reasons. And then explain what that is, that, you know, if you're not capable of making decisions like you're unconscious or whatever, and you want somebody to be schooled in what your desires are, you could give that person power of attorney and the doctor would deal with them directly and be able to make medical decisions based on that.
And I want the listeners to understand that this is after a person is unable to make their own decisions. The doctors are always going to go to that person first to make their own medical decisions.
But what if they're mentally incompetent? Now, that's not my dad at all. I mean, he's fine.
No, right. But. And so that's where that crossover happens, is that person needs to be declared incompetent legally. Yes. And usually that comes in the form of one or two, it depends, you know, but typically two physician statements saying that person is no longer able to make their own decisions financially or health-wise. That's when the healthcare power of attorney really kicks in as to who is making health decisions for this person.
Even if they're completely conscious, that you would still do it just like a child, just like a minor.
Yes,
would
exactly.
Be treated like a minor.
Absolutely. And so you've got to have those two physician statements declaring that person unable to make their own health decisions. And once that happens, that usually will trigger that healthcare power of attorney agent to step up, and now they're making medical decisions. Keep in mind, if you have a healthcare power of attorney, that typically, I say typically because not all the time, it depends on how it's drafted, but in my experience from what we do, that will avoid a court process of guardianship. So if the person puts in place a valid power of attorney for health now, and then they later lose their capacity, they become, they have dementia, let's say, we don't need to go to the court to ask them to designate a person to make decisions on behalf of that individual for health, right, which is called a guardianship action, which we talked about at the very beginning of the show. We don't need to go and do that because the person ahead of time, while they were alive and well, made a decision as to who they chose as their actor. So we don't need to go to court on that. It was privately done, and now it's going to be privately executed among the parties involved.
But I'm sure the court system enjoys that, too. I mean, that's a lot of burden off. I mean, it's not like they're sitting around waiting on something to do.
You'd be surprised at the mentality of the judges, and I love it, because their goal is to make things more efficient. They want justice to be served efficiently and quickly. They don't want things dragged out. They don't want the system bogged down. So judges love that people put their planning ahead of time or in place ahead of time, because that frees up the court system. They don't have to waste their time on the docket dealing with guardianship and conservatorship actions, because we don't need to go and talk about that. The person ahead of time put planning in place, and once they become incapacitated, it's executed. And so we avoid that court system, and judges absolutely love that, because they get graded on the court, on the cases that they're doing and how many cases they have and how fast they're getting through them, that kind of thing. And so judges love planning ahead of time because they don't have to deal with it. They don't have to make decisions. It's already been made.
Right.
And they love that. They want the system free and open and efficient, so they can focus their energy on those things that actually really need to be litigated.
Now, I did talk to my dad about that, you know, not with Sean in there, but I said, look, on the healthcare power of attorney, if you're in the hospital and in bad shape and you can speak for yourself and you want all actions taken to keep you alive, choose my sister. She would do that. But if you want to say, look, if I'm in that kind of condition, pull the plug, choose me. I have no problem with it. But it would tear my sister up. I mean, she wouldn't want that burden.
Yeah. And when I do this type of questioning in my consultations with our clients, I'll ask something like, well, we've talked about these individuals that you trust for finances. Do you trust those same individuals in the same order for your health care? Or do you have somebody else in mind? And more often than not, they'll say, yeah, well, we'll keep it the same. But sometimes they'll say no, because this person will not be able to emotionally handle what's going to happen if they have to do this in the healthcare type situation. And so we want so-and-so to be the healthcare right. power of attorney agent, or we want them to work together with this person. So
and,
you can
and I
do
like
co-
the working together. I mean,
me
that's,
too.
That's great.
It kind of alleviates the burden.
Yeah.
And the people are always free. I mean, obviously, the healthcare agent that you name is always free to talk to the siblings or anybody else to get advice. But
right.
ultimately, if they're alone on that power of attorney first, then that means that they're the ultimate decision maker. And so with that comes a lot of responsibility. And with that also comes a lot of emotional toll. It could come with a lot of emotional toll. If you're the one that's telling the doctors, okay, you know, disconnect the machines
right.
at this point, that could really weigh on a person. It does weigh on a person unless you've known what that person wanted ahead of time. And in your case, where you're talking about your dad, it sounds like he's more in line with keep me comfortable, remove me from those machines. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. But I'm okay with that, and I want you to be okay with that. That's basically what he's saying
and
in
I
his
think,
advanced
and
directive.
And I think that's most people, isn't it? And,
I believe,
and
that, yeah.
And that the
I would
biggest,
say,
biggest
I would say that's true. The majority of people will say that.
Something else that was set up also and then discussed is, in the case of his death, burial, cremation, you know, all those options get on the board, and that's all put in there too, which is very convenient, very nice.
I love to have the conversation. I know it sounds morbid, but I do love to have the conversation with my clients about the end, because
yeah.
at first, if they haven't given any thought to it, they're kind of like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I've never thought that far ahead of my own mortality, you know? But once we start talking about it, they are always thankful, because now there's a plan of action. Whether they want their remains to be cremated, maybe they want to be buried traditionally, maybe they want to be cremated and buried or
next to their spouse or in a different state than their spouse.
Right. Maybe they don't want a funeral.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want a funeral. Maybe they don't want a service. Maybe they do. So these are all questions that I'll ask that individual. And it's like a weight is lifted off their shoulder,
yeah.
knowing that they've spelled it out. And really, it's kind of like, speaking from the grave is the way I think of it, because you think ahead about when that person actually passes away. How nice would it be to be the one that's in charge of all this, the one that's named, and not have to make decisions because you're just following their instructions. This is what I want. This is, you know, and you just do what they said.
I think it's the best gift you can give your family, because it takes away any possibility of drama, takes away any possibility of disconnect. It is financially huge because probate could last a year or two even. More, it's going to be at least 6 months in any state. It's going to be more expensive than this would ever be. In most cases, hugely more expensive. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be challenged. It's going to become very public and very stupid in some cases.
That's right. We've had cases where, and this is kind of the outlier, but there was a case that we were in for 15 years, this probate case that was just a nasty, nasty case. Not because of we wanted to be there. It's just because there were federal issues, land issues, where we had to get lines moved federally, which took literally an act of Congress. Over time, what had happened was the Forest Service, the National Forest Service, had moved their boundary line right through a person's private house, and that person died. And so now title to the house is all messed up. And so we're in probate for 15 years trying to get our representatives here in Arizona to go back to Congress to explain the situation and move the line back or go around the house.
Would a trust have helped that?
Not necessarily. No,
because the trust would have been just a change of ownership.
I take that back. Yeah, it would have helped in the sense of we would have already been in the court system.
Yeah, it would have been in the court system, but the house still would have been occupied. You couldn't sell it, but you could at least.
You can always sell it. The problem is you'd probably the buyer that's going to buy that. It's like buying a lemon, car, because you already know that the title's all jacked up. And now it's going to take me an act of Congress to clean that up. So either you're going to sell it to me at a huge discount. There's no title company that's going to insure that.
No.
So it's got to be a cash buyer. So your pool of buyers becomes very small. Yeah. And not that we didn't try to sell it during this 15-year period, but the buyers that came out of the woodworks were basically zero, obviously, because nobody wanted to take that on. We've got to go to break. This is 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
You run a business where you're the expert. When it comes to your website, it's okay to admit you're not the expert. You know you have no training, certainly don't have the time or money to work on it. You'd rather just use the free social sites and let it be. What if I told you there was a way to solve that problem? FreeWebGuys.com will build you a free website personalized for your business, and all you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month. Go to FreeWebGuys.com and get your free website for your business right now.
Flightline Mitsubishi invites you to come take a test drive this week, and you could be on your way to L.A. to see the reunion tour everyone is talking about. It's Los Bukis at SoFi Stadium. Come take a test drive in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander or 2022 Cross and see what these luxury rides are all about, and you'll be registered to win a pair of tickets. You can buy today with 0% interest for 48 months and leases as low as $209 per month with approved credit at Flightline Mitsubishi on 32nd Street in Yuma.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. And
good
we've
morning.
Been chit-chatting about the issues that I see on a daily basis of incapacity and even death and the legal system and how we try to help families avoid those type of issues. And the best way to do that is to plan ahead of time, whether that's through will planning or through some sort of trust planning or even using entities like an LLC or a partnership. We use all sorts of different mechanisms for that particular family to make sure that they are going to be protected from the tax side of things, from the liability side of things. We want to make sure that they're all set up and that the issues that we're talking about don't affect this particular family, and that's what our goal is. The way that we help families understand those things is we try to give this information out, well, at least what your options are, to the public in what we call a seminar. And it might sound negative to you, like, oh, you know, I'm going to be sold a timeshare or something. That's not what it is at all. We'd like to think of them as an educational workshop kind of thing, because we want individuals to be comfortable. We want them to ask questions of us so that they can help their own family and their family members understand what is coming and what could happen so that they can plan to avoid those type of things. We've got two seminars coming up that are intended for the public to come and visit with us. And the first one is on August 27th. That's a Friday in the morning at 10:30 at the Yuma Main Library. The second seminar, if you can't make it on Friday, will be the next day on Saturday, the 28th, out at the Foothills Library at 10:30 in the morning as well. This is a good opportunity for you to come and to meet both myself and Sean, and you can ask us questions as to, you know, what's right for your family and things like that. But if you want to get a kickstart on knowing what your options are, you can always visit our website at yuma.law, and we've got a little link to our actual presentation there. During the COVID period, where things were a little bit more locked down and we weren't able to do these seminars live from the public forum of the seminar or from the libraries, we put our presentation online kind of quickly. We threw it up there so that people could still see the information, and that was the best way we could think of to get it out to the masses. And so that's still available, and you're always welcome to go to yuma.law and watch that. And after you do that, you'll have the opportunity to set an appointment on my calendar or on Sean's calendar, and you can come and see us personally and have a consultation for free with us. You'll also get a $200 credit towards any planning that you put in place or that we put together for you. So it's really worth your time and effort to go through and to watch that presentation. We've only got a few more minutes.
You got to go.
Oh, we got to go already.
I misjudged some stuff.
That's okay.
You're out of time.
Hey, we're out of time, but we hope to see you in our office. If you have questions, give us a call at 928-783-4466. This is another episode of Life, Death, and Law. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
PhD Professional Home Doctor.
When it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. Choking mold can result, not to mention the mess. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-loss condition. PhD, professional home doctors, 341-9111.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.